Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that trusting God will make you physically healthier? It's true. In Proverbs 3, 5 to 8, the Bible says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." Did you know that was in the Bible? God created you so that your physical health is dependent upon your spiritual health. For instance, when you have tranquility and integrity and humility or generosity, the Bible says your health will improve. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say about our health. So let's get started in our study today.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. And this is part one of a message called Getting Your Ship Out of the Harbor, taken from various portions of Scripture. But just before we begin, you know, a short time back while spending the morning baptizing several hundred people at his church, Pastor Rick noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds, and they'd really gotten out of shape. And it was right then and there that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors, Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Now together, they help launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated, got healthy, and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. Pastor Rick really wants you to get healthy too. So he's asked us to send a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book as his way of saying thank you for your financial gift to this 100% listener-supported ministry. Now, Rick believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. Just call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004. Or rickwarren.org. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
You know, I've discovered that if you really listen to people closely, if you really listen to them, everybody's got a dream. Everybody has an ambition. They maybe have had it since a little girl, little boy, or maybe it came more recently. But we all have hopes, we all have desires, we have wishes, we have ambitions, I'd love to do this with my life. Everybody, deep down inside, it may be hidden, but they've got a dream. But I've also noticed that most of those dreams never come true. The truth is, they never really come to fruition. And a lot of times, it's simply because we're unwilling to take the risk. We're unwilling to make the step, to take the plunge, to jump off the cliff. There's a sad commentary in the Bible about a king who had a failed venture. If you'll take out your message notes that are inside your program, this story is told in the book of 1 Kings over in the Old Testament, and there's one sentence about it in 1 Kings chapter 22. Now, this guy's name was Jehoshaphat, and it says this, "King Jehoshaphat built a fleet of trading ships to go to Ophir for gold, but they never set sail. They were wrecked at Ezion Geber," which was the harbor they were built in. This is a guy who built a fleet of ships that never set sail. Unfortunately, that's the epitaph of many lives. A lot of people spend their entire lives dreaming, planning, wishing, hoping, building a fleet of ships to go after the gold, but they never set sail. Now, this guy obviously had a plan to get rich. And he says, "I'm going after the gold." There was gold at Ophir. And he says, "I'm going to build a bunch of trading ships." It's interesting now, we don't really know where Ophir was. Ophir was a famous city where they traded gold, very wealthy city, and nobody really knows where it is today. Some scholars think Ophir was in Africa. Some people think it was in India. Some people think it was on the Indian Peninsula or on the Arabian Peninsula. But nobody really knows where Ophir was today. Now, we all know where Oprah is. And we know that she has all the gold today. But nobody knew where this was. And he said he built trading ships to go to Ophir for gold, but they never set sail. You know, some people talk about, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. But the truth is, God isn't waiting for your ship to come in. He's waiting for your ship to sail out of the harbor. And while it's a tragedy for your ship to never come in life, it's a greater tragedy for you to build a ship and it never sets sail. That's a far worse tragedy. I mean, imagine the energy expended by this guy. He built an entire fleet of ships to go after the gold, and not one of them ever set sail. They never got out of the harbor. And evidently, a storm came up, and while these ships were in the harbor, dashed them against the rocks, and they were destroyed. That is the story of many, many lives. I know a man who, for 30 years, had a dream of starting a ministry. And he talked about it, and he dreamed about it, and he planned, and he spent all kinds of hours on this dream. But he never took the risk. He never did anything about it. He never got his ship out of the harbor, and he died. That is a tragedy, to live a life with an unfulfilled dream. Now, as your pastor, somebody who loves you, somebody who cares for you, as somebody who is responsible for your spiritual growth and maturity, I am committed to helping you succeed in life. I am committed to helping you become what you were placed on this planet to do. And I want you to get your ship out of the harbor, because ships aren't made for the harbor. They're made to set sail. They're made for deep waters. Now, over in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20, it tells us the reason that this failed. And it says the reason is that Jehoshaphat chose a wrong partner. He made an unholy alliance. And he formed a partnership with a guy who was not honoring God. And God cannot honor half a partnership. And I've said to this many times to those of you in business, if you are in a partnership with somebody who is not honoring God, get out of it. Because God cannot bless a business where you are an equal partner with somebody who is totally going the opposite direction that you are. God will not honor that. And Jehoshaphat made these partnerships, these business partnerships that just fell apart. Now the Bible says this. Look at the next verse on your outline. Be careful how you act. Now these are difficult days. And boy, is that appropriate today. I mean, it's kind of like the economy is imploding. Has anybody noticed this right now? Job unemployment's going up and prices are getting higher. I mean, we're in one of those difficult days. And it says, don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity that you have for doing good. I want you to circle the phrase, make the most. Make the most, the Bible says, of every opportunity that you have for doing good. All right, let's look at how do you make the most of every opportunity in your life. How do you get your ship out of the harbor so it didn't get shipwrecked before you even sail it? Well, the Bible tells us that we are to do five very specific things. And let's look at them this morning. The first thing God tells us to do, and he tells us this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, is to stop accusing and excusing. Stop accusing and excusing.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's message called Getting Your Ship Out of the Harbor from the series God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. There's more great teaching coming up, so stay with us.
A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick Warren's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. meet Joel.
Before the Daniel Plan, I was not living a healthy lifestyle. I tried to make the changes and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower.
More than 15,000 people have lost weight, increased their energy, and improved their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've recently competed in an Ironman triathlon, and it's all because of my involvement with the Daniel Plan.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his new book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Just go to rickwarren.org or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks for your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Now, there are actually three kinds of people in life. There are accusers, there are excusers, and there are choosers. And at every point in life, you're doing one of those three things: accusing, excusing, or choosing. Now, accusers are people who spend their entire lives blaming everybody else for their stress, blaming everybody else for their unhappiness. Accusers spend their entire lives blaming everybody else for why they haven't gotten further along in life. If I had a different husband, if I had a different parent, if I had a different wife, if my boyfriend, and they act like victims. And they blame everybody else for their unhappiness, everybody else, it's all their fault. You've heard me say this many times, that you spell blame, be lame. Every time you blame somebody, you are being lame. And this is as old as Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, when Adam sinned, he took it like a man, he blamed his wife. And he actually blamed God. He said, "Lord, the woman you gave me." Do you see what he's doing? He's blaming God. "The woman you gave me this fruit to eat." Yeah, right, Adam. He was an accuser. And then there are, of course, excusers. And excusers make excuses for why they're not doing something with their life. "Well, if this were different, if that were different," they're always making excuses. People are good at excuse making, are rarely good at anything else. The truth is, accusers and excusers are just losers. You're never going to get along in life being an accuser or an excuser. You need to be a chooser. You see, the Bible says you were created in the image of God. God says, "Let us make man in our image." Now, what is it that makes you different from animals? Because you're made in the image of God and animals are not. Animals do not have a free moral choice. You do. And one of the greatest gifts that God gave you is the gift of the ability to make choices. Now, it's also your greatest curse because we make stupid choices. We make bad decisions. We make decisions that hurt us and hurt other people around us. But God made you in His image, which means He gave you the freedom to make choices. You have a freedom to waste your life. You can walk away from God. You can do your own thing. You can thumb your nose to God. You don't have to love God. Now, you're not free from the consequences of that, but you are free to make that choice. And a lot of people make the wrong choice in life. But choosers are people who say, "I'm going to accept responsibility for the direction of my life." Now, the Bible says this on the screen, Galatians 6:5, we are each responsible for our own conduct. And what you need to do is you need to stop complaining about why your ship isn't getting out of the harbor. And you need to start accepting responsibility for it. You need to stop complaining and start making smart choices. You know, I've been with a lot of people around the world from the highest highs to the lowest lows. And what I've discovered is that some people who had almost nothing going for them in life, poorest of the poor, made something of their lives. And at the same time, I've met people who had things almost handed to them on a silver platter and they wasted their lives. What I'm saying is that your choices have as much influence over who you are as your circumstances do. So stop blaming your circumstances. You cannot control your circumstances in life, but you can control how you choose to respond to them. That is a choice. And you can respond in faith, in gratitude, in believing God, in trust and surrender. There are all kinds of things you can do. It's your choice. I've said this many times, that you're as close to God as you choose to be. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame somebody else. If you're not close to God right now, well, guess who moved? If you're not close to God right now, guess whose choice it was? God didn't move. So own up to it. Be a man. Be a woman. And realize you are as close to God as you choose to be. You are as happy as you choose to be. Happiness is a choice. Don't blame other people for your unhappiness. Nobody can make you unhappy without your permission. You are as disciplined as you choose to be. You are as productive as you choose to be. God has given you the power of choice. So let me ask you a very personal question. Who are you blaming for your stress? Who are you blaming for your unhappiness? Who are you still holding the grudge against? You're still bitter against? You're still wishing, well, if that hadn't happened, da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, it happened. And I'm sorry it happened. But the Bible tells us we have a choice. Now, I have noticed, confession's good for the soul, that when I want to procrastinate on something, any excuse will do. Now, it doesn't have to be a logical excuse, just any excuse is fine if I don't want to do something. Now, it may not be acceptable to Kay, but it is acceptable to me. And I go, you know, my wife may not understand, but well, I don't want to do it because, well, that's not a good excuse. Now, the Bible says this, there in your outline, the lazy person is full of excuses. If you've had a dream, and you've had it for years and years, and you've never seen the ship get out of the harbor, my word, my loving advice to you, if you've been making excuses and you've been accusing, my advice to you is stop it. Just stop it. Don't do that anymore. Start making choices in your life. Now here's the second key. If you want to get your ship out of the harbor, you want to set sail, you want to see that dream come to reality, you must surrender the dream to Jesus. You must surrender, that means give it up, surrender the dream to Jesus. In other words, you have to give the dream to God before it becomes a reality. And the reason why this happens is because in life, with every dream, God takes a dream through six phases. I call it the six phases of faith. I've seen it happen hundreds of times in my life and thousands of times in the lives of others. But when God gives you a dream, it always goes through six phases. God doesn't give you a dream and then it just happens like that. Never does that. Why? Because God is not a vending machine. You put in a prayer and you get what you want instantly. If that were true, if you got everything you prayed for instantly, you would be a spoiled brat. It'd be like a Midas touch. God, I need a Mercedes. Boom. You know? God, I need it. God is not a genie. God doesn't serve you. You serve God. So don't think prayer is like this genie thing where I just ask God and he just always gives whatever he's supposed to do. No, God is like a parent who loves you, and parents know some things you shouldn't get. Now, if God is going to work in your life, you have to surrender the dream to Jesus. Why? Here are the six phases. First, God gives you a dream. That's phase one. Phase two is you make a decision. Phase two is you make a decision to go after the dream. You wake up from the dream and you go to work. As long as you stay dreaming, a dream is worthless unless you one day wake up from it and actually start to do something about it. You make a decision. So you get a dream, I'd like to do this with my life, and then you make the decision, I'm going to do it. And then phase three is delay. There's always a delay between dream and fulfillment. Because while you're working on the dream, God is working on you. And so there's going to be a delay between the dream and fulfillment. God has to get you ready while you're getting the dream ready.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotion. and you'll find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick's back in just a moment to share a closing thought, but first, one last word about a very helpful resource that we would love to send to you. It was just a short time back that Pastor Rick was baptizing several hundred people at his church, and he noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds, and they'd gotten out of shape. And it was right then and there that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors, Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Together, they helped launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated. They got healthy and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. And Pastor Rick really wants you to get healthy too. So he's asked us to send you a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book. It's his way of saying thanks for your financial support to this 100% listener-supported ministry. Rick really believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. Just call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now Rick Warren with a closing thought.
Thanks for joining me today on Daily Hope. Before I go, I'd like to just take a few seconds to tell you why I started Daily Hope Ministry and how your involvement in this ministry makes a difference not only in this broadcast program, but in three major initiatives that we're trying to launch around the world. When I began praying about a daily audio broadcast, God burned three strong convictions into my heart. The first is this: our culture is decaying. Not just in America, but all around the world, we see people increasing in rudeness and walking further and further away from God. And I'm deeply concerned about this direction, not just in America, but in many nations around the world. The second conviction I have is that global missions is at a tipping point. I launched Daily Hope to help underwrite what I call the Final Frontier Project. Did you know that there's still about 3,000 tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ? Now, the reason why the gospel hasn't gotten to these 3,000 tribes is because they're very small, between 3,000, 5,000 people. None of them have more than 100,000 people. And my goal in this program is to help raise up both volunteers and resources that will help us finish the task by the end of this decade. A third conviction that I have is that we need to stand up against the erosion of religious liberty all around the world. Christians are increasingly being persecuted, not just around the world, but now even in America. And I launched Daily Hope because I believe religious liberty needs to be shored up in every area, on the campuses, in the government, in our schools, in our homes, in our business places, in the military, where freedom of religion is held up for one and for all. Now, you can see from these three initiatives that my vision is both national and global. These initiatives give us a huge opportunity to make a difference, not only now in our generation, but in our children's and our children's children's generation. What I'm saying is, this is an opportunity for you to be a history maker. See, I can't do this alone. But if you will join me in these tasks of being salt and light in a decaying culture, of helping reach the final frontier of those who still haven't heard the good news, and helping us preserve religious liberty all around the world, you will be doing something that will have long-lasting value. I'd love to have you as a part of my Daily Hope team. To find out more about this, I want you to go visit my website, www.rickwarren.org. Click on the Partners in Hope link. Let me know you're on my team. If you can't go to that website, send an email at rick@rickwarren.org. Or you can even call me. Call 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.